President Bush's special envoy for Sudan, John Danforth, returns to the region in a few days for talks aimed at boosting Kenyan-led mediation efforts between the Sudanese government and southern rebels. The Sudan peace talks are due to resume in Kenya next week. Mr. Danforth, a former U.S. senator, will visit Sudan, Kenya, and Eritrea, and possibly other states in the region, for political consultations in the run-up to the scheduled resumption of the Sudanese peace talks in Kenya January 15th. Confirmation of the Danforth mission came from State Department spokesman Richard Boucher, who said the Bush administration is trying to support the Sudanese peace process in every way it can.
We had a group of Sudanese participants in the talks here last month, so we're doing everything we can to try to prepare constructively for the resumption of discussions between the Sudanese parties in Kenya.
Mr. Boucher said Secretary of State Colin Powell telephoned the new Kenyan foreign minister, Kalonzo Musyoka, earlier Wednesday to discuss the Sudanese peace process, among other issues. Kenya has taken the lead in the mediation effort on behalf of the East African Regional Group, IGAD, the Intergovernmental Authority on Development. In the talks in Washington last month, U.S. diplomats and private experts met informally with delegates from the Sudanese government and rebel movement in so-called workshops on key issues in the negotiations, including power sharing and the joint use of Sudan's oil wealth. In talks in Machakos, Kenya last July, the Muslim government in Khartoum and the rebel Sudan People's Liberation Army, the SPLA, reached a groundbreaking protocol agreement giving the mainly Christian and animist South a 6-year period of self-rule to be followed by a referendum on the region's political future. A further round of talks, which ended in November, extended a ceasefire and provisions for humanitarian access to contested areas and further refined the terms of the July Accord. The Sudan conflict, which began in 1983, has killed an estimated 1.5 million people in the fighting and related famine and displaced millions more. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.